Podcast Network Asia.
What's up? Welcome to the courtroom.
I am Theo.
And I'm Oj. And in this podcast, we tell stories about people's life, liberty, and property.
Kukwentohan namin kayo about court rulings in a way that will make you understand jurisprudence like a 9-year-old.
All persons before the Supreme Court of Justice shall hear for the court shall consent.
So join us as we delve into true crime, political controversies, and all things Tara de Chismis every week.
Hi, Oj.
Hello.
Kinasal ka na ba?
Oh, ang sani ng bati mo. Yung pala, may gantong tanong. Ano na naman yan?
Basta, sagutin mo na lang.
Okay. Ang pushy? Hindi. Baby pa ako eh.
Baby boomer ka.
Savage. Gusto ko magsalita ng masasamang words.
So, ano nga? Single ka nga? Ano ba? Romantically taken? Ano bang likes and dislikes mo?
About speed dating ba tong episode na to?
Hindi. About relationships. Pero kung yung mahal mo, eh may mahal ng iba, magpaparaya ka ba o maghahanap ka ng iba?
Eh di, wow. Daming tanong ni Theo. Sa gandang situation, ayoko nang pinipilit yung sarili ko sa ayaw sa akin. Thank you, next.
Eh, paano kung yung pinag-uusapan natin is a married couple at may mga anak pa?
Tapos nag-abroad yung isa, nagpapalit ng citizenship at nakapag-asawa.
Oh, ayun. Ba't alam mo yung tanong ko?
Because that's what we're going to find out in this case of a man who seeks for an authority to remarry after discovering the marriage of his naturalized alien wife to another man.
This is the case of Republic of the Philippines versus Cipriano Orbesido.
On May 24, 1981, Cipriano Orbesido III married Lady Mayros Villanueva at the United Church of Christ in the Philippines in Lam'an, Ozami City. Their marriage was blessed with a son and a daughter, Christopher and Lady Kimberly.
In 1986, Lady Mayros left for the United States kasama ang anak nila na si Christopher. After a few years, nalaman na lang ni Cipriano na naturalized American citizen na ang asawa niya.
At hindi lang yon ang nalaman niya, because sometime in the year 2000, he learned from his son Christopher that his wife had obtained a divorce decree and then married a certain innocent Stanley. At magkakasama sila, si Lady Mayros, Stanley, and Christopher sa iisang bahay sa California.
Dahil dito, Cipriano filed with the trial court a petition for authority to remarry invoking paragraph 2 of Article 6 of the Family Code. Wala namang opposition na final. So, finding merit in the petition, the court granted the same.
The Republic, through the Office of the Solicitor General or OSG, sought reconsideration but it was denied.
So, Oj, ano nga ba ang issue ngayon na sasagutin ng Supreme Court?
Ang tanong dito is, can Cipriano remarry under Article 26 of the Family Code?
Sagutin na ba natin?
Later! Ano muna ba yung kinokontest ng OSG?
Sabi kasi ng OSG, yung paragraph 2 of Article 26 daw of the Family Code is not applicable to the instant case.
Wait, ano muna bang sabi sa provision na yun?
Sabi kasi sa paragraph 2, Article 26, where a marriage between a Filipino citizen and a foreigner is validly celebrated and a divorce is thereafter validly obtained abroad by the alien spouse, capacitating him to or her to remarry, the Filipino spouse shall have the capacity to remarry under the Philippine law.
So, not applicable yun. Why naman?
Kasi applicable lang daw yun sa valid mixed marriage.
Oh, hindi ba ito mixed marriage?
Wait, bago ka mag-react, Oj, di pa kasi tapos. By valid mixed marriage, it means a marriage celebrated between a Filipino citizen and an alien.
Okay, just to be clear, meaning, nung time na kinasal sila, dapat mixed marriage na. Yung isa Filipino and yung isa alien.
Yes, ganun daw dapat as per OSG. Kaso sa present case, nung nagpakasal si Cipriano at Lady Mayros, pareho silang Filipino citizens. Naging naturalized American citizen lang si Lady Mayros afterwards. At saka siya naka-obtain ng divorce decree which granted her capacity to remarry.
Okay, so sabi din pala ng OSG dito, ang proper remedy daw is to file a petition for annulment or for legal separation. Saka, wala daw law na nag-govern sa situation ni Cipriano. And since walang law on this, it is a matter of legislation daw and not of judicial determination.
In short, parang sinasabi dito, sa Congress dapat i-raise ni Cipriano yung issue kasi sila yung gumawa ng batas, hindi sa court.
Tama. Pero, inadmit din naman ni Cipriano na yung Article 26 is not directly applicable to his case. But he insists that when his naturalized alien wife obtained a divorce decree which capacitated her to remarry, he is likewise capacitated by operation of law pursuant to Section 12, Article 2 of the Constitution.
Ah, sabi kasi sa provision na yan, the state recognizes the sanctity of family life and shall protect and strengthen the family as a basic autonomous social institution. Kaya nga siguro ni-raise yan ni Cipriano.
Makes sense naman. So punta na tayo sa ruling ng Supreme Court. Ano ngayon ang sabi nila sa isyung Cipriano at Lady Myros?
Sabi ng Supreme Court, tignan daw natin yung intent ng paragraph 2 of Article 26. According to Judge Alicia Sempio D., siya ay isa sa mga members ng Civil Code Revision Committee. Yung intent daw ng provision na to is to avoid the absurd situation na yung Filipino spouse married pa din sa alien spouse na naka-obtain ng divorce abroad at hindi nakasal sa Filipino spouse niya.
Sakto, kasi yung origin ng paragraph 2, Article 26, matitrace mo daw, sabi ng SC, sa 1985 case of Van Dorn versus Romilio Jr.
Interesting. Anong meron doon, Odge?
Yung Van Dorn case kasi involved a marriage between a Filipino citizen and a foreigner. Here, the court held that a divorce decree validly obtained by the alien spouse is valid in the Philippines. And dahil doon, the Filipino spouse is capacitated to remarry under Philippine law.
Pero may tanong, applicable ba yung principle na yan to a case where at the time of the celebration of the marriage, the parties were Filipino citizens, but later on, one of them obtained a foreign citizenship by naturalization?
Uy, may jurisprudential answer yan. Yung 1998 case of Kita versus Court of Appeals.
Ah, yes.
Naalala mo? Ano ba sabi dun?
In Kita, bakit kinikwis mo? In Kita, parehong Filipino citizen din yung parties when they got married. The wife became a naturalized American citizen in 1954 and obtained a divorce in the same year. The court therein hinted that a Filipino divorced by his naturalized foreign spouse is no longer married under the Philippine law and can thus remarry.
Yun. So, ang sabi ngayon ng Supreme Court, taking into consideration the legislative intent and applying the rule of reason, yung paragraph 2, Article 26, should be interpreted to include cases involving parties who, at the time of the celebration of the marriage, were Filipino citizens. But later on, one of them becomes naturalized as a foreign citizen and obtains a divorce decree.
At syempre, yung Filipino spouse should likewise be allowed to remarry as if the other party were a foreigner at the time of the solemnization of the marriage. Kasi to rule otherwise would be to sanction absurdity and injustice.
Exactly. Biruin mo, kung kasal ka pa din dun sa alien partner mo na kasal na sa iba, absurd nga naman. As per the court, pag yung interpretation ng batas according to its exact and literal import, magli-lead sa mischievous results or it contravenes the clear purpose of the legislature, it should be construed according to its spirit and reason, disregarding as far as necessary the letter of the law.
In short, a statute may be extended to cases not within the literal meaning of its term, so long as they come within the spirit or intent. So kung titignan natin yung legislative intent ng paragraph 2, Article 26, to avoid the absurd situation of the present case, that means it will fall within the said provision. Pero ano ba ang mga elements ng paragraph 2, Article 26?
Dalawa yung elements sa provision na to. Number one, there is a valid marriage that has been celebrated between a Filipino citizen and a foreigner. And two, a valid divorce is obtained abroad by the alien spouse capacitating him or her to remarry.
The reckoning point here is not the citizenship of the parties at the time of the celebration of marriage, but their citizenship at the time a valid divorce is obtained abroad by the alien spouse, capacitating the latter to remarry.
And kung titingnan natin yung facts ng present case, nung na-naturalize as an American citizen si Lady Myros, there was a valid marriage between her and Cipriano. And as fate would have it, she, the naturalized alien wife, subsequently obtained a valid divorce, capacitating her to remarry. So, kitang-kita dito na yung twin requisites for the application of paragraph 2 of Article 26 are both present in this case. Kaya naman, Cipriano, the divorced Filipino spouse, should be allowed to remarry.
But wait, hindi pa tapos ang ruling ng Supreme Court.
Kontrabida ka, Teo.
Ganun talaga.
Pero sige, ituloy natin ang kwento.
Sinagot din kasi ng court yung sinabi ng OSG with regards the proper remedy of the Filipino spouse, which is to file daw either a petition for annulment or a petition for legal separation. Ito yung sinasuggest niya kay Cipriano eh.
Okay, so agree ba yung court?
Hindi, kasi sobrang long and tedious process ng annulment and hindi daw feasible, lalo na sa present case.
How about yung legal separation? Pasado ba?
Hindi din, kasi hindi yun yung sufficient remedy eh, since it would not sever the marriage tie. Yung legally separated Filipino spouse would still remain married to the naturalized alien spouse. Kawawa naman siya, di ba?
Alright, so eto na ba yung ending ng case, Teo?
Hindi pa din, Och. Ba't ba excited ka?
Pa-suspense. So ano nga ba yung sabi? Pwede na ba magpakasal ulit si Cipriano?
Bago ko sagutin yan, sabi kasi ng court, the records are bereft of competent evidence duly submitted by Cipriano concerning the divorce decree and the naturalization of his wife.
Bereft meaning kulang? Hindi sapat yung evidence na sinubmit ni Cipriano?
Unfortunately, hindi daw. And alam naman natin sa court yung rule na one who alleges a fact has the burden of proving it and mere allegation is not evidence.
Naku, parang alam ko na kung saan po papunta tong ruling na to. Feeling ko alam na din ng mga courtmates natin.
Kasi para mag-prosper yung plea ni Cipriano, he must prove his allegation that his wife was naturalized as an American citizen.
Yes, and before a foreign divorce decree can be recognized by our own courts, the party pleading it must prove the divorce as a fact. And dapat nag-conform at inalaw ng foreign law yung divorce na yun. Tapos, yung foreign law na yon must also be proved since our courts cannot take judicial notice of foreign laws. Siyempre, Philippine laws yung ina-apply ng courts natin. So, you really have to submit pieces of evidence to prove your allegations.
Saka kailangan din daw mapakita ni Cipriano na yung divorce decree na na-obtain ng wife niya allows her to remarry as specifically required in Article 26. Otherwise, walang magiging sufficient evidence to declare that he is capacitated to enter into another marriage.
Although, just to reiterate yung sabi ng Supreme Court, unanimous naman daw yung decision nila na yung paragraph 2, Article 26 of the Family Code should be interpreted to allow a Filipino citizen to remarry, given that he or she has been divorced by a spouse who had acquired foreign citizenship and remarried.
However, considering that in the present petition, walang sufficient evidence submitted and on record, based on Cipriano's bare allegation that his wife, who was naturalized as an American citizen, had obtained a divorce decree and had remarried an American, they are unable to declare that Cipriano is now capacitated to remarry. Such declaration could only be made upon his submission of said evidence in his favor.
Oh, so the court ruled that the petition by the Republic of the Philippines is granted. In short, Cipriano was not capacitated to remarry.
Grabe, akala ko naman happy ending na for Cipriano. Yung pala towards the ending, iba naging ruling. So, ano naman ang masasabi mo sa present case, Och?
Same impression. Kala ko din masaya na si Cipriano eh. Kasi kung babasahin mo yung case, favorable sa kanya yung discussion ng paragraph 2, Article 26. Kaso nga lang, towards the end, hindi pala sufficient yung evidence niya. Doon talaga siya nadali eh. hindi kasi talaga pwedeng puro allegations lang. Sobrang important yung evidence na isasabit mo to prove your point. Lalo na sa court, crucial yun sa magiging decision nila. At sa kahit anong situation pa, if you claim something, you have to make sure that it is backed up by pieces of evidence. Kahit yung mga posts sa social media, we have to be very careful in sharing. As much as possible, cross-check muna. Verify and research. And before you make a stand, make sure first that you really do understand your claim and you really do believe in your claim. Sabi nga ni Socrates, quote and unquote, an unexamined life is not worth living.
Ako, ang insights ko talaga is, walang forever. Ako kasi naniniwala akong successful relationship doesn't just happen by fate or destiny. It's a choice made by two person to make it work amid similarities and despite differences. Kaya ako, I applaud the intent behind the ruling. Kasi the court recognizes that both Orbisido and his wife must already part ways. May kanya-kanya na silang buhay and thus they can live with whomever they choose to be and love who they choose to love. Given syempre na na-comply nila lahat ng legal requirements. Diligence lang talaga nagkulang dito kay Orbisido eh.
Saklap lang. May caveat sa dulo eh. How about you, courtmates? What do you think? May forever ba? Share with us your insights on this case or let us know what cases you would like us to chika for our next episode. If you guys like our podcast, please don't forget to subscribe for free on Spotify or whatever you're listening to right now. You can also watch the audiogram version of this podcast on Facebook and YouTube. Again, this is Oj.
And Theo, leaving you with a reminder to always look back in history because precedents shall rule the future.
Thank you for listening and we'll see you again in the courtroom.
Bye!
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.